My name's Travis Sims, and I am the founder and CEO of AGC Accelerated Global Connections. And this is the AGC Experience.
Our lives are a series of choices. Each choice leads to a result. Would you like to easily know which choices are the right life choices for you? If you've never met Amy Tyson, owner of Infinity Life Design, make it a priority to connect with her. Amy is a master of feng shui and bazi, which she calls destiny analysis. She assists her clients in understanding the hidden forces that are influencing their lives. A destiny reading with Amy is like reading a book all about you. She highlights which decisions will bring you to your fullest potential and which choices will lead you down a path of obstacles. If you're struggling with a challenge or you want to lift your life even higher, get connected with Amy and Infinity Life Design on facebook.com/infinitylifedesign or subscribe to her online newsletter at infinitylifedesign.com and connect with your infinite life.
I'm the owner of Twin City Heating and Air. And, you know, this journey started in 2002. I left CenterPoint Energy Minnegasco to start my own business after 10 years of service because I knew I could do it faster, cheaper, and better than anybody else. And I was smarter at heating and air when it came to heating and air as I did test and got my master's in refrigeration, warm air, steam and hot water, and gas. So my core values were better, faster, cheaper, and smarter. They weren't written down, but those were really my core values at that time in a sort of sense. And I did not even have to write them down because I can remember that because I was young and did not worry about taking ginkgo biloba for any of my aging memory. Anyways, all my values that I had were very ego-driven, as you can tell by the words better, faster, cheaper, and smarter. And in 2008, I had failed miserably. Better and faster are definitely ego-driven words. And at that time, I was $80,000 in debt. Yes, that cheaper core value really worked well for me, for all you business owners that understand that. And that smarter bit, well, I was a young man that said, I know, which means instantly, I shut my mind off to any growth that I had. You know, all those values that I had are very self-serving. Now, don't get me wrong. Back then, I did want to help people, and I really wanted to connect with people, and I cared, but I never soul-searched my core values and list those words and write them down, review them every week, and make all my business, family, and life decisions based on those words. Even though I believed truly I cared about people, I did not take the steps so that those were not truly integrated core values and what really was a value to me that I am really following. So after that, I met a person who had a tremendous ego, which I thought I needed at that time because obviously mine was quite bruised being $80,000 in debt. I told him I was not good with the financials in business, and that was my narrative. $80,000 of debt in a business can put your mindset in that position. That core value of being smarter, maybe I've started just working at that point. Well, he said, you don't have to worry about that financials because I am great at handling all the financials. And you, Wyman, are really smart when it comes to the technical side of the HVAC industry. We would make a good team. Let's roll together and make a lot of money. Well, no core values written out, nor job descriptions. Not to sidetrack much, but the most important thing in starting a business is a written business plan, money, and of course, customers. But if you take on a business partner, the most important document, I strongly believe, is a written description of job responsibilities to have a very clear agreement, both sign it and hold each other accountable, just like a marriage. I suppose that would really help marriages if they had written, if you have a marriage and you're writing that stuff down, what your values are, it would be huge in that sense. So now going back, we now have a business partner, but we have no written business plan, no written goals, but we did have plenty of potential customers. And as we all know in business, that's what's really important, right? Is making sure you have enough potential customers. And now looking back at that, the most important step we really missed, and what I believe and now know, is we had no core values written down. We now move into 2016. I was miserable. And how many people here have been there? Raise your hand. That you've been miserable and just hate going into work, loathing it. That's plenty of you guys. So at that time, I was a 50% owner of a business that had no direction, no goal except to make money and provide a living for me, basically pay my bills, feed and clothe my children, and keep a roof over our heads. And a little money every month for retirement. I had a business to basically have a job. Worse than that, worse than just having a job, I really had lots of responsibility and a risk with not a lot of upside, as we were stuck in a mindset after 8 or so years. And that really was about it. And when I tell this story, I always think of Simon Sinek quote, working hard for something we don't care about is called stress. Working hard for something we love is called passion. Now it's 2016. I happen to need our taxes done as soon as possible because my daughter was about to start her first year in college. And we need to apply for FAFSA. And as you know, immediately, as you know, you have to do those things quick. Otherwise, the money runs out for FAFSA. Well, when I asked my business partner, he dragged his feet on it every time I asked. And a hunch told me something was not right. And I called our accountant and I asked him what I can do to get our taxes done ASAP. He said, go to the bank, get all the statements and cancel checks, and they can take it from there. So I get the statements and copies of our canceled checks for 2015, and I find there's checks that were written out to Foss Swim School on a monthly basis, Blue Pearl Veterinarian. Now, it doesn't take a genius or a tax auditor to know that you definitely need a swim school, because it's definitely business related, because every heating and air company needs to maintain it just in case a technician falls into a swimming pool, or we need Blue Pearl to maintain a watchdog just in case at a heating and air company. There were also various credit card companies getting checks paid to that I did not recognize from the business account also. What a mess this was. At that point, I went to see an attorney. And the attorney says, it's not stealing because we own the business together. We own the account together. We were both signers. Technically, it is both our monies. Those darn lawyers. But you know, I do not 100% blame it on my ex-business partner, as there could have been things I could have done on my own, such as I should have watched the bank account numbers. I could have held them more accountable by asking them, hey, can you give me spreadsheets on what is getting paid every month? In short, I need to always look at every bad situation with some degree of ownership on myself, accountability, and responsibility. Because if we blame 100% on anything or anyone, we really give up the power to improve and do better, and we close our mind to a lot of things. Kind of opposite of always saying, I know, but really we're getting the same results, closing our mind to other possibilities. At this point, I truly wanted to curl up in the fetal position and give up. But the competitive side of me kicked in, and the I am not giving up mentality really pushed me forward. And during the time of dissolving the business partnership, I had to do a lot of soul searching. Why is it that I want to have a business? What is my why? I highly recommend the book, Start With The Why, by Simon Sinek if you feel stuck and want to change your way of thinking. So I search and I find what I really want to do is make a difference between before I leave this plane of life. I want to create a company that can sustain 30, 40, 50 families and more in our community. I know none of us here will ever be laying on our deathbed saying, gee, how much better off would I be right now if I could have made more money in April 2020 during COVID? Man, I would be so much better off right now in this bed. No, we don't do that. So at that point, my choice was keeping my dream of people to have great jobs, benefits, and can truly take care of their families with Twin City Heating, Air, and Electric, a company that will make a difference in their lives that I can create, or go work for someone and give up on my awesome, fulfilling dream. I chose to follow my dreams because third time's a charm, right? And I've never looked back ever since. As soon as I started moving forward with a new improved business plan, I hired a business coach, and Stephen Crawford, and one of the first assignments was I had to pick a word from a lot of words on a 5-page list. They were adjectives, words that really have meaning to me, that really stands out to me of who I am. My words were passion, growth, win-win, fun, excellence, teamwork, comfort. Again, it was passion, growth, win-win, fun, excellent, teamwork, and comfort. After I picked those words that resonate with me, I need to describe why and how they are important to me. So here goes my why and how. Passion is one of them. We are obsessed in everyone's story and experience in order to have exceptional long-term relationships. We care intensely about our team, customers, and vendors to create a lasting positive impact on our community. I also tell people passion core values can also apply to them in a different way. I believe we always have to have a passion for something. I know getting up in the morning and saying, ooh, I can't wait to see what's wrong with that first broken furnace or AC as my first job is what I'm passionate about. That's not the passion that is needed to have an impact. To some, that passion may be, I want a brand new boat. This is my passion. And that is why I do what I do at a high level every day. Recognizing your passion and tying it to what you do is important. So if that word passion means to you that having that boat is huge, it may be worded in this sense. Passion. I obsess in repairing heating and air equipment because I'm good at it and it will fulfill my dream of owning a yacht. Mine just happens to be I am obsessed with everyone's story and experience in order to have an exceptional long-term relationship and create a lasting positive impact on our community. There's no right or wrong in your core values. It's just, it really is all about what that core value word means to you. And you can always change, adjust, or even remove them, as you'll see on the next one. My next one was growth. We learn rapidly, adjust quickly, expand our intelligence through collaboration and lifelong learning to achieve maximum growth and innovation. So you heard earlier I had comfort as one of my core values. I had to remove it due to when you grow, you should never feel comfortable. You need to push yourself to grow. If you are comfortable while growing, something is definitely not right. Kids doing homework, they're never comfortable. It's not comfortable, but we know that they grow from it. So I definitely need to take comfort out of it a few years back. Then came win-win. That really stuck with me because we create win-win partnerships with customers, suppliers, and team members to create champions within all of us. An example of this is someone may come to us for a job, and that person, we really, really like that person. It fits everything that we want in it, but that person has a wage that they have to earn to be able to create the win for their family, and they just can't take a job that's less than that because of where their lifestyle is or where their life is, whether they have 8 children or whatever it may be. You know, that number is higher than what we expected in our budget for our company. we will never ask them to take a cut on the offer because, one, it really does devalue them, and nobody likes that, and it goes against our win-win core values. It does not make sense that we win and a team member doesn't. Next one was excellence. I added commitment to excellence because I love the Raiders. I love what they stand for. Commitment to excellence. We never accept the status quo and continually challenge ourselves to greater excellence. We do this to build trust and confidence in our team, for our customers, and our community. Good is the enemy of great when it comes to commitment to excellence. When you feel and accept that you are good, you will never get to great. I will often remind my leaders of our company, the Vince Lombardi quote. We are going to relentlessly chase perfection, knowing full well we will not catch it because nothing is perfect. But we are going to relentlessly chase it because in the process, we will catch excellence. And I am not remotely interested in just being good. The next one was teamwork. Our team members are truly our greatest asset. We are hardworking. We work. It's hard work, collaboration, and building an honest, open relationship to promote a positive team and family spirit. Fun. We laugh at ourselves. That's our next core value is fun. We laugh at ourselves because we are funny. And to remind us of the humility is important to who we are and where we have come from. It's an attitude of happiness we bring every day and to keep us humble. This truly stems from being life is too short to take ourselves too seriously. And having fun is so important to maintain buy-in from our team members. And that translates into more satisfied customers and team members. Now, these core values are important to me. But if you notice, there is no core value that resembles being right the first time or being right all the time. But I guarantee you, if I were a surgeon, you're darn right those core values should be on top of my list. That should definitely be in there. But now let's go back to when I first met my ex-business partner, when we put the partnership together, and we had actually put core values and agreed upon them, and one of them might have been accountability. And maybe we define it as this. We hold ourselves to be true to each other, and we constantly make decisions based on that and other core values implemented. I believe that partnership may have had a better chance of being successful. I believe it may have had a better chance at being successful at a high level. As you can see, in 2002, no core values. Then 2016, I took about 40 hours back then to work through my heart and being true to myself on these core values, writing them down and being specific in my definitions of those core values, then reviewing them every week and making all our decisions in business based on our core values. Making our core values are non-negotiables in all that we do. In short, core values are the rules that my team members know we play by every day. Now, I'm not saying that core value is a magic pill for success, and I am far from being a success. But with core values, I truly believe it was one of the biggest contributions of our company going from a three-person shop in 2016 with an annual gross sale of $450,000, now to a 29-team member company and over $4 million in gross revenue sales by 2021. I only tell you this story of core values through business, but I know you can apply these things in life also. So you do not have to be a business owner to create a set of core values to live by and make decisions in your life by. I challenge you with this. Take some time. Write down some meaningful adjectives to you. Then define what and why that word resonates with you. Be open and honest with yourself. There is no right or wrong to your core values. It really is who you are. Finalize it on paper and start to use your core values in all your decisions and see what a positive impact it makes on your life and in business. and with one of my favorite core values, commitment to excellence. I really love that core value, even though I know it means hard work. But I also believe the harder I work, the luckier I get. I will leave you with this quote related to commitment to excellence. How far I have come is not as important as how far I can go.